This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The West is known for its spectacular outdoor recreation, but for Indigenous communities, access to activities like fly fishing has been difficult. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Tristan Chi, a Navajo filmmaker, about his new film documenting One Camp's work to change that.
Can you share a little bit about your film Rooted Waters and what inspired you to document the Indigenous and Hispanic youth fly fishing camp?
I myself grew up on the Navajo Reservation. I was in an area where water access was very limited. We had one close lake that was nearby, and just grew up fishing with regular spin rods. But fly fishing was never that everyday activity that I didn't grow up with. So being able to be a part of this community here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, really led me to other people who are doing really great work, other leaders who are doing really great work in their area. And one of those was Indigenous and Hispanic Youth Fly Fishing Camp, which is led by another great leader from Santa Clara Pueblo, Vidal Gonzalez. That's how it all started, was, for the community, by the community, and by someone who is of that community. And that's really the main reason why the story came about.
And so Rooted Waters showcases stunning footage of New Mexico's trout streams. What were some of the challenges and rewards of capturing these natural landscapes on film?
The fly fishing film was primarily around the resources of water and where trout basically can live and adapt to. So we have been fishing these areas for, quite a long time, and especially the Pueblo people. The way that I like to lead my storytelling is to know that these areas are ancestral homelands to a local tribe, and reaching out to the tribe and knowledge keepers there about areas that are special and sacred and that should not be on film. And the physical filming of it was, using cinematic grade cameras and drone footage, carrying gear in and out of these places. Sometimes the place we would hike into would be about, a mile and a half long, and they would be easily about, 1,000-foot elevation drop within that mile and gain up in that area. So it was pretty difficult, but it was also very fun.
What environmental shifts or climate-related changes did you observe while filming, along the streams and the rivers in New Mexico?
When we were out there, we did see quite a lot, heard a lot, and felt a lot in our senses. And the biggest thing was pretty much the heat. The heat was, super hot in moments where it should not have been. The waters are, it's not the way they used to be. The levels aren't the way they used to be. And the trout aren't really in the areas where they used to be as well. But we were still, catching them. There is still water out here, which is we're grateful for. And trees are still here. It really instills that conservation mindset into these kids and into ourselves of, we need to protect these landscapes more than the way we have been.
How do you see fly fishing and outdoor education as tools for building climate resilience and environmental awareness among Indigenous and Latino youth?
Yeah, so amongst our communities, we, don't really have a lot of accessibility to the outdoors. And I think the thing about this camp and what it provides is that it really provides knowledge, cultural and traditional knowledge of generations. And the camp also includes elders of these communities to come out to speak on traditional and cultural knowledge of these places we're fishing at, and to, talk about how important it is to take care of Mother Earth, how important it is to take care of the things around you and treat things with respect, and also, give offerings, because what we're doing there is, we're extracting, we're in their environment, and, we've got to leave it better than the way we left it.
What role do you believe storytelling, especially through film, can play in advancing climate action and preserving sacred waters for future generations?
The thing about this is that storytelling and filmmaking go, they coincide, they work together. And to make a really great story is to have someone and something connected in that relation who are wanting to protect, wanting to build something in order to protect, in order to thrive, in order to be resilient.
That was Tristan Chi, director of Rooted Waters, which premiered on May 23rd, 2025 at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.